This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour for our brains to be put into gear, and we put our mouth into motion at the same time. It's a good thing when your brain and your mouth are in gear and in motion together. It's something that a lot of people on the radio don't have the luxury of doing. I'm in my studio on the farm, and for some reason or another, with the weather changing the way that it has, there are bugs everywhere. As bugs crawling across the screen, bugs crawling across my nose, crawling. I don't know where they're all coming from. But it's a good way for you to use your imagination, and that's where, really where we go here. In your mind, imagine what it looks like in my studio with bugs crawling everywhere, if you want to use that as an example. Jennifer Horn is here, and Victoria Keeling, Kara Schillen. They'll have things during the course of this hour that will make you think, and it brings me around to wondering whether brains are more important than brawn. There's a pretty remarkable new study out about how your body prioritizes its inner workings. And the researchers found that if you intensely think at the same time as you intensely exercise, your performance in both thinking and moving will not be better, they'll be worse. Your muscle performance will decline much more than your brains will, however. It's an interesting question about the role that our bodies, that are so fabulous, our bodies, imagine, just think about how your body works. You ever give that a thought? The brain works and the muscles work and the heart keeps pumping and you don't think about it and your lungs, everything works and we don't think about it. And even when you go to the gym using this as an experience, and you decide you're going to push this much iron, or you're going to do this kind of an exercise or that kind of an exercise, do you ever think about the process of thinking that you're going to do it? Or do you just go over to the weight rack and pick up the weights and do your thing? You don't really think about it. And
right, it's automatic.
Yeah. That kind of cognition is really fabulous. Compared to most of the other animals on the kingdom, in the kingdom or on the planet, we have larger brains for the size of our body. Our cranial contents provide an advantage during our continuing evolution. I don't know that we really use them as much as we ought to, though. Do you feel like you use your brain capacity? Now, come on, let's be honest. Let's start with Victoria. Do you feel like every day you use your capacity to its fullest extent, whether it be your body or your brain? Are you always?
No, neither.
Why?
Well, I don't get to use, I don't feel like I use my physicality as much as I should, and just, that's just being busy with, you know, and sort of, that's just sort of work stuff. But, no, I mean, I'm always envious of people who have time to sit and do, like, mind-bending, you know, word puzzles and things like that that I know are really good for your brain. I really should do more of that. And
Could you do things like that as you use your body? Could you use your brain? I'm thinking about that silly old chewing gum and walking at the same time thing.
You can do that. Yeah, but do you remember a tech story we did a couple months ago? I know, right? A tech story we did a couple months ago about the guy who invented maybe it's a stair climber, or was it a? It wasn't a treadmill. It was something, maybe an elliptical, and you could watch. It was hooked up to Netflix, so you could only binge watch while you were actually working out, or else Netflix would stop.
Right.
I mean, to me, that's like the perfect invention. Yeah. I wish I had that. That would be amazing. That's working both your mind and your body at the same time, which actually they found in studies when you work your body more, your brain gets cranked up as well, probably because there's more oxygen.
Well, yeah,
in your
that's
brain.
What I've heard too. That the best time to learn a language college or to do math problems or something like that is actually when you're working out because your brain is more active. Most people listen to music, and I'm one of them, just because I think it's easier. And, you know, if I'm running outside or at the gym, then it's not really convenient to learn a language or hold a book up in front of you. But, yeah, that's what I've heard, is that that's the best time.
There are all kinds of ways that we don't know to engage our brain. We are smart creatures, and we've learned how to outwit predators in a way that is it's fascinating to figure how we beat off or how we are able to survive in circumstances where there are animals around that are a lot bigger than we are that we're happy to eat us if they could. If you look back over it, I was talking with the ladies off the air, which may make it into the podcast, the DJV Show podcast at djvshow.com that we have every week. Some of the conversations on the air and off the air. The ladies were grossed out when I suggested there's a viral video going around, which I was kind of surprised about because on the farm I see this happen all the time. There's a video of a wasp ripping a bee in half. And so if people look at this, my God, do you believe that? Wasps, I get a company called Spalding has created a facility wherein you get wasps or you get, I think mostly they're wasps. Wasps are kind of gross, but they eat fly larvae. So you put the wasps out into the areas where there's manure on the farm that would produce a lot of flies, and the wasps eat up the fly larvae, and they also, they eat up bee larvae. They'll go wherever there are these larvae from undesirable creatures, and they eat them. And then they become undesirable creatures. There's not much worse in that family getting a bee sting, whether it's a honeybee or the yellow jacket. Wasps don't fall. When you are stung by a bee, the bee dies. When you are stung by a wasp, they just keep coming at you. They don't die. They just, zink, and they'll step back, zink, get you again, zink. And so they're tough characters. But and they've learned how to do this. Their brain functions this way. You think all bees and all wasps, they're all the same. No. Their brain is completely different. Wired, they're wired different. And they're only, what, an inch long? And they have a brain about the size of a, but even, I was going to say the tip of a pen, but, you know, they're not much bigger than that. And yet they figured out, I'm getting no response from my cohorts because they're all grossed out about it.
It's very gross. Yeah. I didn't really think we were going to talk about larva this hour.
Really? Would you rather talk about fossils?
Given the two choices, I might have picked larva.
Really? Over fossils?
Maybe.
Oh, no. There's a new, all these journals that are written around. We think they're journals keep up with all the medical stuff, but there are all kinds of journals around that are focused on the Earth and what a fascinating planet we have. And so there's a new research paper that's been published of the earliest man, Homo sapien, the fossils. And they're 100,000 years old, apparently. They're 300,000 years old. They're 100,000 years older than anything previously discovered. And so you look at some of the things, or you read the results. This is from Ethiopia, by the way, where a lot of people think life, mankind, developed. And that's where the oldest fossils are. And that's because that's where the spaceships landed. To drop people off, in Ethiopia.
But well, I think this one, Ethiopia was that was previously the oldest fossil, but this one I think Morocco. Is actually Morocco. So
yeah, right.
They're wondering now, like that's on the other side of the continent. So how did
East
that
Africa
happen?
Well, because the
second landing is what you
would
say?
Yeah, it was the second landing. Right, it was. So you all laugh at me about this, but you know, think about.
Oh no, not about that. I mean, it's on the list of things that we laugh about, but...
Excuse me. What other things do you find amusing? Well, I'm trying to talk about smart
people. Well, we have our club meeting, and I can't tell you. You have to know the secret. No spoilers.
The club. Club Doug, is that what it is? Club whatever. All right. Oh, speaking of clubs and travel, next... I think I'm going to wait until I get back from my trip to Italy. We're arranging a listener trip called the Ultimate Hawaiian Tour that will take you to all of the Hawaiian islands in March. And a group of listeners who decide they want to go along for the ride will be able to do that. All the details are being put together, but I was told I could talk about it on the air to the point where you'll know this would be a good Christmas present to give to somebody you love if you like listening. Now, I was going to say listening to us. So far, I haven't convinced the travel company to take all of us. They've asked me to go.
Well, clearly, so, if we were all for one and one for all, like a union, then, you know.
Right. And everybody,
but I see how it is, Dougie. I see.
I don't
you're crossing
cause,
your scab.
I don't want to cause dissension in the ranks. Thanks for that. That's very nice. All right, so anyway, that's coming up. Here's something that I want you to think about using your brain. This is for your brain and your body. We're tying in all of these stories, all of these thoughts about our brain, our body, and the brains and bodies of other beings. Well, this is not for the other beings. This is just for you. As I notice my maturation is bringing me to a point where I'm having a little trouble with my knees. I think I told that story on the air the other day, didn't I? About I didn't know the second half of the story. I tore a meniscus, the back of my right knee, and now it's healed up nicely. But because of the strain that I put on the front of the knee, now I have a problem with the front of my knee. And one of the things that all of the people who are treating me have asked me, how much fish oil are you taking? And what's the quality of the fish oil? And that came along before I knew that I was going to start talking about something that is a fabulous oil, fish oil. We all hear about the qualities that we need to absorb from fish oil. But do you know what the best fish oil is? The best fish oil is krill omega 50. This is from Purity Products. It has CoQ10 in it, and what a difference it will make. Your energy will come back. Your aches and pains, your joints will be now lubricated with the best lubricant a body can have. Krill omega 50 with the CO2, good Doug, with the CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil and CoQ10. It's a small capsule, smaller than most of the, you know, one of the things people complain about, and I think we've all talked about this here, I'm one who believes, and I've talked about other products on the air, the omega-3s are what you need to really take. They're the best of the omega oils. But the capsules that come in are like horse, you know, they stick them down your throat. It's kind of the gaggy thing, and that's not what happens with it. It's a small little capsule. This will enhance your heart, your joints, your arteries, your brain. That's what you want. Get the fish oil, get the circulation going. That's what I like about this program. So many people bring in their products because they know that our audience is interested in living healthier and happier. And there are all kinds of things that are around that are good for various things in your body. I think this omega 50 from Krill is really great for your joints especially. So in order to take advantage of this, you get a free bottle when you get started. Call 800-355-1493 and request your free bottle. That's all you have to do. I think they charge you for shipping, $4.95 or something. Free bottle of Krill Omega 50. See how it makes you feel, how much better you'll feel when you're on this. And you can get started right away by calling 800-355-1493. Again, 800-355-1493 for a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 to make you feel like $1 million.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Thank you. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Talented is probably a diminished review of what this woman and her life is all about. J-Lo here, the focus on Halloween for her. She wants to enlist children in collecting donations through Trick or Treat for UNICEF. So she's teamed up with the folks at the United Nations. UNICEF is the United Nations something for children who are affected by frost or something. I don't know what that means. But anyway, fundraiser this month. Apparently, children have been asked to use the entire month, along with Halloween night, to help gather aid for the devastation left by Hurricane Maria. So this is money going directly to Puerto Rico, J-Lo's family home island, which still is without electricity. Wow. Can you imagine?
Oh, they're not going to have power for another couple months.
Yeah. She appeared in a UNICEF ad calling for children to help them make a difference, holding up a box of that any American can remember receiving when they were younger in public school during the weeks prior to Halloween. I remember this. Trick or Treat for UNICEF. That was even going on when I was teaching. I don't know that it was going on when I was in school, but it's been going on for a long time. So she said, when you trick or treat UNICEF USA, you get to be a hero no matter what your costume is. You get to help save other children around the world. So as she continues to be active in gathering aid for victims of natural disasters, she donated $1 million herself and coordinated the charity concert Somos Una Voz Live. Right? Is that how you pronounce that? One Voice Live?
Mm-hmm.
And she was in Jay-Z's Title X, which was a Brooklyn charity concert. Why not? These people can give back, and it's good that they do. I think that it's cool. And the more who do it, the better example it sets for others who can. You're not that busy that you can't do something. You don't have to if you don't want to, but it sort of sets the tone. Make sure. I don't feel like... Am I being naive? I don't feel like she's a headline grabber just for the sense of...
No, I agree with you.
Taylor Swift or some of these other performers. Yeah. Luke Bryan is another one who's cut out of that good cloth.
It's a hot piece of cloth.
He's been on a tour of farms. Matter of fact, I reached out to them and I didn't get anywhere. And then I found that they were being, his group was being sponsored by Bayer, and then I kind of didn't quite become as excited about it, even though he does the music that we use like this for our American Family Farmer podcast, which you can get every week. It's about food and farms. If you want to listen to it, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is where you find the podcast, and you'll hear Luke Bryan singing in and out of all of our connective tissue there. Luke has said, quote, the sites get prepped weeks in advance when we roll in. We're doing three shows a week on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We go in, build the infrastructure in one day, a lot of work, but it's something we truly enjoy. He's talking about going to a number of farms. He's doing his annual farm tour this week. I think it's this week and next week, if I'm not mistaken. The sites, the actual farms, all Midwestern farms, have been going on since 2009, mostly in the Midwest and the Southeast. He said, we spread it out through the years, started out in the Southeast. This year we worked our way into the Midwest. What makes a farm an ideal setting for the tour? The main thing we look for is the accessibility for the fans, how easy it is for them to get in and out. We also ask, if it rains, are we going to have 3,000 vehicles stuck in the mud? Much like they learned from Woodstock. That's what happened there.
And Bonnaroo in Tennessee is like that every year. Yeah.
So good for him. Helping farmers, we like that. I'm all into that. 28 after the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Galore. That's what we have here on the DJV Experience with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back into another way to make this a good day for you. We are here to make your life better. We kind of focus on things that are upbeat most of the time. I'm one of these people. People ask me frequently, when am I going to stop doing this? I don't know why they...
Why would anyone ask you that?
I don't know. People think I've been doing it for a long time, so I should stop or something. I don't know what. But I recoil, and I finally found the answer. Because I could have given up doing this a long time ago. I'm the only one left who has a radio production company that is independent of everything and anything. Big companies, churches, you name it. Whether it be advertisers or the companies that run big radio stations, I'm not tied to any of them. And it was easier about 10 years ago than it is now. But it still is great fun and enjoyment, and we're providing a great service. I don't mean that to be sound like a jerk, but I mean, we are. It's a very unique radio program with very unique people, so you can spread the word around if you like. I'm reading a book called Blue Fishing, and it's about, it's a motivational book. I love to read these books. I'm going to finish it on the plane going to Italy on Saturday night. But I came upon a list of people who the author praises because they didn't give up. And the list includes Stephen King, who threw away his first novel after it was rejected 30 times. His wife fished it out of the trash, and somebody... It was Carrie. It was his first novel. Henry Ford went broke 5 times. He declared bankruptcy 5 times and was told to stay out of the auto industry because he didn't know what he was doing. Can you imagine if he'd actually not done that, where we'd be in terms of that business? Albert Einstein didn't speak until he was 4 years old. He couldn't read until he was 7, so his teachers told his parents that he would probably live a life of destitution and wouldn't amount to much. How about that?
Maybe that's how he came up with all those crazy equations. He just couldn't write down words.
Maybe that's it. Yeah. Dwight Eisenhower, the greatest military leader in modern history, excuse me, was rejected by Annapolis. Think about that. James Dyson, the vacuum guy.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I love that guy.
He developed 5,000 non-working bagless vacuums before getting one that worked.
And you know what? I have one, that a Dyson that we just got, and I'm obsessed with it. It's an unbelievable invention.
They're going to make cars now. Don't we want to talk about that? They're going to make cars. He's worth $4.5 billion now.
Mm-hmm.
But he worked on this thing 5,000 different designs before he got the one that works.
It's crazy.
University of Southern California rejected Steven Spielberg into their movie. What's the name of it? Jennifer, it's not movie college.
School?
It's film school. Thank you. Yeah.
Movie college is what I call it. He went to USC, didn't he? Film
yeah,
school?
Yeah, but he was rejected 3 times, and he just kept pushing. He didn't have the. He was told he didn't have the credentials, the qualifications, or the imagination to make movies.
Don't you? Wow.
Walt Disney got turned down 300 times for financing Walt Disney World. 300 times. Banks said, no. Steve Jobs got fired, remember?
That's
got
right.
Got removed, right? Remember?
From his own company that he started.
Michael Jordan was told he couldn't play basketball in high school. He was cut from the team. Harrison Ford, after he was in American Graffiti, was told he wasn't a good actor and he ought to go back to carpentry. And then Star Wars. You know, he only got paid $80,000 for doing Star Wars?
Wow.
When you think about it, I mean, $80,000 is not anything to sneeze at, but when you consider he has a, his price is
now.
20.
Yeah,
it's 20 million and he won't do a movie for less than that. You don't want to give him the 20 million, he's fine. He goes on to do something else. He's one of the few people that holds to the price.
That's in my contract, too.
Is it? Good for you. Bill Gates is a drop of mustard. Everybody knows that. Let's see here. I'm going to a couple of more. Oprah Winfrey was told she was too fat and therefore unfit to be on television. And she's worth, what, $1.5 billion now or something?
Something like that. Yeah. And she got richer turning her weight struggle into money into Weight Watchers.
Yeah. Elvis Presley was told his singing was awful and he should be go back to truck driving by the guy he went to before he went to Sam Phillips. Terrible, he's the guy's. All right, let's see here. Abraham Lincoln lost 8 elections before he won his first. Anyway, I find these
fascinating. Isn't it just bizarre to think of how many other people are out there who probably got the same criticism and took that advice and didn't
and
go through
went
and what they could have become?
Yeah.
To think Elvis hadn't followed through.
Imagine. Don't give up. Okay, the ladies have been talking a lot off the air, and I want them to bring the discussion to the air about the Vegas situation, all the conspiracy theories that are floating around. Jennifer, why don't you take off with that?
Well, there's just been not a lot of information about what was the largest, deadliest mass shooting in American history. And yesterday, a little bit of news came out, and not many media outlets picked up on this. I think ABC was the one that I saw reporting on this, ABC News. Apparently, it came out that Stephen Paddock, who was the shooter, had a laptop in his hotel room at Mandalay Bay. That was widely reported. He had a bunch of gadgets and devices, but he had a laptop. And, of course, that was a source of information to see if they could find motivation, look at his past Google searches and all of that. When, according to authorities, when they got into the room, Stephen Paddock's hard drive had been removed, which doesn't seem to make a lot of sense when they Well, the investigators said that he was in the room by himself, and they said that he must have removed the hard drive before he committed suicide. But if that's the case, where did the hard drive go? Did he throw it out the window? Did he swallow it? Did he break it into a million pieces? I mean, hard drives can be taken out, but they don't just disappear usually.
Right. So what's the theory? Did they covering up, and why are they covering up is the question.
A lot, I mean, I hate to even speculate over something that was so tragic for so, I mean, it touched so many families, but a lot of the people who are talking about this, and some of them could probably be considered conspiracy theorists at this point, I guess, say that there was maybe a second shooter, or that someone else was involved, there was someone else in the room, he was seen with someone over the weekend. Well, I just, in the effort of transparency, with so many questions, I'm not sure why the Las Vegas Police Department and the FBI have not released the video footage. That would answer every question. It would set a timeline.
Yeah, there are a lot of people.
And it exists. It's there.
This is a conspiracy by the left to get more gun control. I mean, it plays all of these unanswered questions plays into that theory, whether that's true or it's nonsense.
I think that's crazy.
But a lot of crazy things go on, Victoria. That there's crazier things than that have turned out to be true.
I know, but I don't know.
You don't want to
as someone who is a pacifist who would never, ever hold a gun, there is no way that, and so many of my friends who feel the same way, and other people who are on the left, killing innocent people, just to try to pass some legislature? I mean, I don't know. I'll go along with a lot of conspiracy theories, but that's just not one of them.
Okay.
I think that's just ridiculous.
You don't have to
go
along with it. I'm just telling you that's what's floating around. 43 after the hour, we'll celebrate National Doorbell Day in a manner of speaking in a matter of moments.
It's time to stack the savings. Don't miss Kohl's 50% off sale this Thursday through Sunday. Take 50% off hundreds of select items store-wide. Plus, take an extra 20% off. Plus, take an extra $10 off when you spend $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Plus, Yes to You members earn triple points. Thursday through Sunday, only at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid October 26th through 29th. Some exclusions apply. See store Kohl's.com for details.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour. I have great respect for this gentleman. He and I have had conversations, but not for a while. Danny Lipford is one of the great contractor hosts. He's quite a media personality, too. He's done a lot of television stuff. He's a syndicated radio guy. The show's called Today's Homeowner, by the way. Danny, I haven't talked to you, but I hope you're well. I'm glad to have you here. How are you doing in general?
Hey, I'm doing great, and certainly was looking forward to being with you today, Doug. I see you everywhere, my friend.
Well, you're getting around as well. Let's talk about, this seems almost silly, today is National Doorbell Day, and so it's time for a knock-knock joke, Danny. Knock-knock.
Well, those are some corny jokes out there with the knock knocks. I'll tell you that it's kind of fun to think about this National Doorbell Day. Thinking about the one day your doorbell gets used more than anything else is Halloween. More people will be using it then, so kind of makes a little sense to kind of call a little attention to some of the good and the bad about the doorbell.
You know, I said today was National Doorbell Day. It's not October 31st, obviously Halloween. is National Doorbell Day. So burglaries in general, what's the number? You're into the stats here. How many people and what time of day are victims usually paralyzed by these burglaries?
And these stats really do make a lot of sense because most home burglaries occur between 10 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the afternoon while people are, you know, at work, school, or running errands and that kind of thing. And also what's really shocking to me is that 34% of all of break-ins happen at the front door. I mean, you know, you would think they would sneak around back, but a lot of times on houses they have fencing and so forth that would prevent really being able to get in the backyard, and so these brazen criminals just walk right up, knock on the door, and then just kick the door in and go right in and snatch and grab. It's just, and also, Doug, the packages that are being stolen, you know, so many people are using Amazon Prime and so forth, and all of the 23 million packages were stolen in the past 12 months, and the only way to stop it is, I think, with technology and with security, like these video doorbells that are available.
You know, it's very interesting, Danny, how Amazon really has a problem, and I'm not sure they're trying to deal with it because you're right. There have been millions of packages. People get stuff delivered to their house, and somebody goes by and sees it, and they just grab it. So in terms of defense, what are some of the things that you're suggesting here, technologically or otherwise, that can be used to keep your home safer?
Well, you know, you see a lot of advertising for various video doorbells, and I think a lot of times people rush products out onto the market before they're really fine-tuned. What Newtone did is they really worked on their new Knock doorbell and video doorbell, and I installed one on my daughter Chelsea's house last week. And, here's the thing. First of all, you take the old doorbell off, you put this one right on. It's that simple. Two wires hooked to the two terminals. You attach it to the wall. You pair it then with your tablet or your smartphone. Then here's what happens. They don't even have to ring a doorbell. If you just have someone that walks up in the front of your house, this will trigger an alert to you, and suddenly whoever's standing in your front yard in real time, you're seeing it on your phone or tablet and be able to communicate with them. And it can take a picture, video. So what she did recently, this was first of this week, she had some packages she knew she was going to have delivered, and she had three packages, and it alerted her that the UPS truck had driven up in the front of her yard. The gentleman brought the UPS, started to set it down. She pushed the button and said, "Hi, Mr. UPS driver, could you please place those three packages on my back deck?" He looked up, a little surprised, as you would imagine, and said, "Absolutely." He walked right around, put them in the back, waved as he was getting back in his truck, and it made me think, how cool is that to be able to control that, or even to have someone walk up to the front door and be able to communicate with them, or in some cases say, "Hey, I can't open the door right now. I'm busy," even if you're not there. So that's where the security and the comfort level of this comes into it, I think.
And where was your daughter at the time?
She was at work, actually, about to
so that's
some segments.
Isn't that amazing? Think about it, and then you take some action. You're right. There are a number of these things around, a couple of good products. This Newtone thing is good because it focuses in on just what's at the front door, and there is a way of getting to the bottom of whatever questions you may have. So that's very good. There must be a website that we can go to for this. Get more info, Danny?
Yes, certainly. I know we've intrigued a lot of your listeners there. Newtone.com, great videos, everything you need to know, and exactly where to get it, which includes Amazon, Build.com, and Newtone.com.
Newtone.com. Danny Lipford here on the DJV Show at 10 before the hour.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP.
Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's Health Watch time with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you get his weekly podcast of special information. As a matter of fact, the podcast that's up there right now, Ken and I go through some data that shows how seriously we need to deal with stress and how to treat it. We talk about the merits of flu vaccinations, and so that's all part of, and the sugar business. This is going to be an ongoing debate. But if you want to get the inside details and find out what's going on in your body with help from Dr. Ken, go to GoodDayHealthShow.com. GoodDayHealthShow.com to get the weekly podcasts and the updates. So I want to stick with the cold and flu season, Ken. A lot of parents worrying about taking children to the doctor's office and sitting in a waiting room full of sick children. Hospitals, dangerous places for disease transmission as well. So that's why they've taken infection control policies seriously. But I wonder, going back to the children, the pediatric medical circumstances that exist, what about, there was a new statement issued this week by the American Academy of Pediatrics saying infection prevention and control in pediatric ambulatory settings is being put into effect to minimize the spread of germs in waiting rooms and exam rooms. So this is about hygiene, immunizations, and the suggestion here is that you can get sicker just by going to the doctor's office and sitting around with other patients who are sick.
Well,
what do you make of that?
Well, it is a concern. In the more enlightened pediatric offices, they actually have two areas for the patients to wait. And they're separated. They have a relatively well child area, and then they have an area for the children who have an infectious disease. My daughter always went to a pediatrician, and they had two different places to sit, and I think that's a great idea.
All right, so is that your recommendation to people who are listening now who have children and they're going to get flu shots? You and I have our conversation about that.
I hope their pediatricians have separate waiting rooms.
Look for them. In fact, when you're checking out pediatricians, should you be looking for a pediatrician that has two waiting rooms, one for sick children and one for children that aren't sick?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think, doesn't the government require you disinfect your offices? What do they require of you? You're a cardiologist.
Well, there's a lot of rules, and OSHA rules, and keeping people healthy and keeping bugs out.
It stands to reason the waiting room is going to be full of germs.
Absolutely.
And, a lot of the parents bring in their own germs as well.
We have to do a certain number of hours, the whole staff, of education each year to keep up our licenses.
Really?
Oh,
for heaven's sakes, I didn't know
OSHA
that.
Is very active in the doctor's office.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to get into government in our businesses. Here's another one that I would like you. Have you ever heard of guanabora? G-U-A-N-A-B-O-R-A. It's a fruit.
Guanabora.
Guanabora is a fruit. Looks like kiwi inside.
Sounds
but
good.
But all of a sudden, it's all over the place because a Canadian doctor says that his research proves that guanabora will kill cancer cells. And so there is a rumor floating around that a lot of the cancer industry, like the Cancer Centers of America, are trying to find farms where this stuff's being grown and buy them to keep the stuff from being distributed.
Ah, come on.
How do you...
wait for the Kennedy records to come out. Come on. There's no conspiracy to suppress the cure for cancer because, the cure for cancer is waiting to get the Nobel Prize, and there are people in labs throughout this world who don't care about what you're saying and are going to get it out if they have it. Mm-hmm. So if it's there, it's going to get out. The problem with what he's advocating is it really hasn't been tried in a good study, a controlled study.
Right. Yeah.
So it's just wait and see.
I always love it, though,
but
when I throw one of these at you
here.
Yeah, and you, that's good. I like that. Oh, come on. All right. Let's talk about Superbeats for a moment, helping to present Dr. Ken to you. As we age, we notice our bodies are changing. And as your bodies change, they need different nutrition. Nutritionally dense foods like beets. And beets are the main ingredient in Superbeets. Hello, that's why they call it Superbeets. Made from beets grown to exacting standards, concentrated into superfood crystals. Your blood pressure is normalized. You get blood everywhere in your body. Ken says, get it. 800-655-4183. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I talk faster than he does. 800-655-4183 for Superbeets. Get your first month free. Superbeets.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.